Today's Here's to Your Health segment with Dr. T. Glenn Pate is brought to you by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences.
Amyotrophic lateral sclerosis is difficult to diagnose early because its symptoms may appear similar to those of other neurological diseases. Most people who develop ALS are between the ages of 40 and 70, with an average age of 55 at the time of diagnosis. A diagnosis is based on a careful medical history, a physical examination of the nervous system, and tests that evaluate nerve and muscle function. If a physician suspects ALS, the patient should be referred to a neurologist for diagnosis and treatment. A medical history and a detailed physical examination of the nervous system can usually help the neurologist diagnose the patient's condition. The tests needed to confirm the diagnosis include an electromyogram, or EMG, and nerve conduction studies. Depending on the neurologist's findings, other tests may be needed, including a spinal tap, used to collect and analyze the fluid surrounding the brain and the spinal cord. For Here's to Your Health, I'm Dr. T. Glenn Pate.
Support for Here's to Your Health is provided by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences, where medicine lives. Through teaching, healing, searching, and serving. To listen to this and more Here's to Your Health programs, visit the UAMS website at uams.edu.